弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我想我们在座的每一位都向往和追求美好的生活。
I believe every one of us sitting here yearning and trying to seeking a good life.
也都向往和追求能享受美好的生活。
We all yearn and try to seek to enjoy our good life.
而且盼望能享受的美好生活长久一点。
And we also hope that we can enjoy this beautiful life a little bit longer.
但常常人生啊，常常不是像我们所盼望的那样。
But life is not what we always expect it to be.
有一句话说，人生不如意事十之八九。
There's a saying that in our daily life, 8 and 9 out of 10 things, the things that happen to us are unpleasant.
诗篇90篇提到人生是不容易的。
Psalm 90 mentioned that life is not easy.
人生是短暂的。
Life is short.
而且因着自己的罪，人是生活在神的愤怒之下的。
Because of our sin, we are living under the wrath of God.
诗篇90篇8到10节这样说。
Psalm 90:8-10 says,
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中，我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息，我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80，但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
Psalm 90:8-10 You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our year with a moan. The length of our days is 70 or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass.And we fly it away.
神是圣洁公义的神。
God is a holy and a righteous God.
他恨恶罪恶。
He hates sin.
有罪一定要受惩罚。
Sin will be punished.
神也是有恩典、有慈爱的神。
God is also is a grace and merciful God.
他没有按照我们的过犯待我们。
He did not treat us according to our transgressions.
反倒差遣他的独生爱子降世为人。
And yet he sent his begotten son born to the world to save us.
被钉死在十字架上。
And was nailed and died on the cross.
担当世人的罪。
He buried the sin of the world.
承担罪的刑罚。
He took the punishment of sin.
救赎他的百姓脱离自己的罪。
And save his people away from their sin.
与神和好。
Reconcile with God.
今天一开始的信息里，艾德长老和 Gary 弟兄讲到，这个基督若不复活，我们的信仰就一点意义都没有。
As beginning, when Gary and Ed has mentioned that if Christ is not resurrected, then our faith is in vain.
所以我们的信仰没有单单停留在主耶稣基督死在十字架上。
Our faith did not stop.When Christ was crucified on the cross.
好的消息，大好的消息就是耶稣死后被埋葬，3天后复活了。
The great news is that Christ was dead on the cross, buried, but yet 3 days later, he was resurrected.
因着耶稣基督的复活，使信的人有永恒的生命。
Because of his resurrection, our believers have eternal life.
主耶稣基督赐给人生命。
Jesus gave us life.
而且更丰盛的生命。
And this life is abundant life.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter Sunday.
我们一起庆祝主的复活。
Let us all celebrate the Lord's resurrection.
借着今天两位弟兄给我们读的这段经文，我们一起呢来回顾当年主耶稣复活时所发生的事件。
The scripture we just read, Mark 16:1-14.Let us look back the events with the resurrection of Jesus and what happened.
我会跟大家 集中看两件事件。
I would like to concentrate on two events.
从这两个事件中，我们看到盼望弟兄姐妹，我们可以学到该学的功课。
And with these two events, hopefully that we will learn the things that we should have learned.
那第一个事件就是耶稣复活后，天使宣告主的复活。
And the first thing is the angel proclaimed the Lord's resurrection after Christ had risen.
耶稣复活后，天使宣告主的复活。
And after Christ has risen from the dead, the angel proclaimed his resurrection.
他这样宣告主的复活是针对门徒的问题而做的。
And the angel's proclamation is telling the disciples.
The problem of the disciples. 所以门徒他四散了。
The disciples has been scattered.
他们见证了，但是呢，这个三个妇女她见证了被钉死在十字架上的主耶稣。
These three women has witnessed that Christ was crucified and died on the cross.
她们也见证了死后的主耶稣基督被埋葬了。
They also witnesses that Christ was buried.
但是她们根本没想到主耶稣基督会复活。
But yet they never thought that Christ would rise from death.
马可福音十五章三十三节、四十七节，告诉我们，在安息日的前一天，就是周五，这个下午的三点到五点的时候，主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上。
And the Bible mentioned that the Friday, the Christ was crucified on the cross between the hours 6 to 9.
Three to five. 然后在那当天的晚上，亚利马太的约瑟把耶稣安放在磐石凿出的坟墓里。
And during the night, Joseph of Arimathea put Jesus' body in the tomb that was carved of a rock.
并且用一块石头挡住这个墓门。
And yet used a large stone to block the entrance of the tomb.
这段经文特别的提到三位妇女。
This scripture specifically mentioned about three women.
就是抹大拉的玛利亚。
It's Mary Magdalene.
雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚和萨罗米。
Mary, the mother of Jose and James, and also Salome.
他们在主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，在主耶稣基督被埋葬的时候都在场。
They were all there witnessing the crucifixion and also the burial of Christ.
他们亲眼看到了主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上。
They personally saw that Jesus was nailed and died on the cross.
他们亲眼看到死后的主耶稣基督被埋葬了。
They also personally saw that Jesus was buried.
他们知道主耶稣基督被埋葬的地方。
They know where Jesus was buried.
下面的经文，刚才我们读的经文，马可福音十六章一到四节，告诉我们，过了安息日就是周六，然后在七日的第一日清晨，就是在周日的那个早晨。
The scripture we just read, Mark 16:1-4, mentioned about the Passover, which is Saturday, and the first day of the week, which is the first day, early sunrise.
就是这三位妇女，抹大拉的玛利亚、雅各的母亲玛利亚和萨罗米，他们买了香膏。
And these three women, Mary Magdalene, mother of James and Salome, they bought some sweet spice.
他们到耶稣的那个坟墓那里，要去膏抹耶稣的身体。
They went to Jesus' tomb and tried to anoint his body.
表达他们对主的纪念、哀悼和尊敬。
To show their remembrance, their mourning, and also their respect for Jesus.
可以说他们是敬虔爱主的。
We can say that they are godly and love Christ.
十六章二节特别讲到，他们去的时候是清晨。
And verses 16-12 mentions specifically that it was early in the morning.
是太阳刚出来的时候。
When the sun just came out.
主耶稣在周五被钉在十字架上的时候，那个经文十五章三十一节有讲到说，从午正到深处，遍地都黑暗了。
And the scripture mentioned that when Jesus was nailed on the cross on the Friday, it was the hours from 6 to 9, there was darkness.
但在那个主日的清晨不一样。
But yet that Sunday morning is different.
太阳出来了。
The sun came out.
黑暗过去了。
The darkness has been gone.
这预示着新的一天的开始。
It's foretelling a new day beginning.
那一天的太阳出来跟平常的太阳出来应该是不一样的。
And the sunrise at that day should be different from any other sunrise.
因为它预示着一个新时代的开始。
Because it's foretelling a beginning of a new era.
主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Jesus has risen from death.
神在他身上的救恩完全成就了。
The salvation has been accomplished by God through him.
但这三位妇女在当时所想的只是已经被钉死在十字架上的主耶稣。
But yet, what is in the mind of those three women is that Jesus has been nailed on the cross and died.
他们要去膏抹他的身体。
They want to anoint his body.
尊荣他，纪念他。
To dignify him and to remember him.
他们忘记了主耶稣之前有说他死后会复活的话。
They have forgotten what Jesus tells them after death, he will be resurrected.
其实他们根本就没有期望主会复活。
Actually, they were never expecting Jesus will be resurrected.
他们心里盘算的是，挡在墓门口的那个石头这么大，谁能帮助我们把这个石头从墓门口滚开呢？
But they are calculating is that who is going to help them to move the big stone that was blocking the tomb?
所以当他们到了墓门的时候看见那个大石头被滚开了。
And yet when they arrived in the tomb, they found that the stone has been rolled away.
这是他们没有预料到的。
That was unexpected.
马太福音28:2告诉我们是主的天使把石头滚开的。
According to Matthew 28:2, it tells us that it was the Lord's angel that moved the stone away.
这三个妇女要找人来帮忙把石头挪开。
The three women would like to ask someone to assist them to move the stone away.
他们没有想到神已经差天使把那石头挪开了。
But yet they never thought that God has arranged the angel to move the stone.
从这一点我们看到主的复活完全是神的工作。
We can see that Jesus' resurrection is completely God's work.
人不过是神的工作的这个见证人。
We humans are just the witnesses of his work.
其实这三个妇女更没有料到的是
They never expected.
当他们进了坟墓没有看到耶稣的身体。
When they entered the tomb, they did not see Jesus' body.
他们却看着一个穿白袍的少年人坐在安放耶稣身体的地方。
What they seen is a young man with a white robe sitting where Jesus' body was laid.
这使他们非常惊恐。
They were very alarmed.
这个穿白袍的少年人是天使。
And this youth with a white robe is an angel.
这是马太福音告诉我们的。
It's as mentioned by Matthew.
天使是神的使者。
Angels are God's messenger.
他要报告一个好的消息给这三个妇人。
You want to tell these three women say great news.
不要惊恐。
Do not be alarmed.
你们要寻找的主耶稣啊。
The Jesus that you seek.
你们所熟悉的那位拿撒勒人耶稣。
The Jesus of Nazareth that you are familiar with.
你们前天看见他被钉死在十字架上。
The day before you saw him crucified and die on the cross.
也看到他被安放在这里。
And you also saw him being laid.In the tomb.
看
Look.
现在安放他身体的地方空了。
But yet, now the place is empty without his body.
他已经不在这里了。
He is no longer here.
他复活了。
He has been risen.
不要惊恐。
Do not be alarmed.
空的坟墓表明主耶稣可能真的像天使说的那样，主已经复活了。
The empty of the tomb of Jesus is just as what the angel has said. The Lord has been risen.
但最有力的证据是复活的主耶稣要亲自向他的门徒显现。
But the most reliable proof is that the risen Lord will bear witnesses to his disciples personally.
所以那个天使有进一步的吩咐他们。
Therefore, this angel has ordered them
去告诉主的门徒和彼得。
To tell the Lord's disciples and Peter.
主耶稣要在他们以前先去加利利，在那里呢，他们要看见复活的主。
That Jesus will went ahead of them to Galilee, where they will see the resurrected Lord.
这里特别提到了彼得。
Here is specifically mentioned Peter.
因为彼得是十二使徒的代表。
Because Peter is the representative of the 12.
他三次不认主。
Three times he denied Christ.
他需要特别的坚固。
He needed special affirmation.
这里也特别提到先去加利利。
He also mentioned that Jesus went ahead to Galilee.
加利利是主耶稣早期开展事工的地方。
Galilee is the place where Jesus started his ministry.
也是他第一次呼召门徒，拣选他们跟随他的地方。
It's also the place that he called upon the disciple and select them to follow him.
在加利利。
In Galilee.
复活的主要重新接纳门徒，饶恕他们，建立他们，坚固他们。
In Galilee, Jesus will renew his acceptance, his forgiveness, and build up to form up these weak disciples.
要把大使命吩咐给他们。
He will give them the great commission.
差派他们把福音传给万民。
To send them away to spread the gospel to all nations.
门徒是软弱的。
Disciples are weak.
他们会失败。
They will fail.
但神依旧怜悯他们，建立他们。
But God still have mercy on them and build them up.
使用他们成就他对教会的计划。
So that they will accomplish his plan for the church.
其实也就像现在对我们一样。
It's just as what Jesus was telling us to do.
我们也时常会软弱，会跌倒。
Oftentimes we fail and are weak.
但神怜悯我们
，God has mercy on us，
使用我们建立他自己的教会
，and God has used us to build up His church。
那个天使最后对三个妇人说
，The angel tell those three women，
正如他从前所告诉你们的
，just as he has said to you before。
弟兄姐妹，我们要特别注意这一句话。
Let us pay special attention to that phrase.
这是天使对三个妇人的提醒。
This is what the angel reminded those three women.
他所讲的都是主耶稣曾经对他们讲过的。
What the angel tell them is what Christ has said to them before.
主耶稣曾经三次跟他的门徒预言。
Christ has three times prophesied to his disciples.
他要在耶路撒冷被弃绝、被杀，死后三天复活。
That he will be rejected in Jerusalem, be killed, and die 3 days later, resurrected.
现在看到这个坟墓的空的坟墓。
And now we see the emptiness of the tomb.
主耶稣所说的都成就了。
What Christ has said, all be done.
主耶稣死后。三天的清晨，神使他复活了。
And after Christ died, 3 days later, early sunrise, God resurrected him.
证明他确实是神的儿子。
Surely he is the son of God.
他确实是弥赛亚大卫的后裔。
Surely he is the Messiah, descendant of David.
他确实是那位永远要做王的。
Surely he is the everlasting king.
说明他确实是救主。
And to prove that he is surely the Savior.
从死里复活，他胜过了罪恶的权势，胜过了死亡的权势，胜过了魔鬼撒旦的权势。
He has arisen from the dead, victorious over sin, over death, and over the power of Satan.
这位救主确实能救人脱离罪恶，脱离死亡，脱离魔鬼撒旦的权势。
Surely his Savior will save us from sin, death, and also the power of Satan.
主耶稣也曾经告诉门徒。
Christ also have told his disciples.
在他被捕的时候，门徒都要四散逃跑。
When he was arrested, the disciples will scatter and run away.
但在他复活以后，他要在他们以前先去加利利。
But yet after he was resurrected, he went ahead to Galilee before them.
门徒确实都跌倒了。
All disciples have surely fallen.
他们要听到主复活的见证。
They will hear the testimony of Jesus' resurrection.
复活的主要先到加利利。
The resurrected Lord went ahead to Galilee.
在那里门徒会看到复活的主。
There, the disciple will see the resurrected Lord.
主要坚固他们。
The Lord will affirm them.
所以我们看到主的复活的消息其实没有使这三位爱主的妇女高兴欢呼起来。
And yet the news of this Lord's resurrection did not bring great joy to those three women.
他们听到天使报告的消息却是非常害怕。
After they heard the news from the angel, they were very frightened.
他们从坟墓逃跑了。
They ran away from the tomb.
保持沉默，没有天使的话，没有听天使的话，就什么也没有告诉人。
They keep silence without telling anyone.
他们虽然之前听到耶稣亲自说他死后要复活。
Yet before they have heard from Christ that after death he will be resurrected.
但他们可能根本就没听进去。
But yet,The message did not sink in.
即使听进去了，可能他们根本就没听明白。
They may have heard, but yet they do not understand.
即使他们见证了主耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
They may witness that the Lord Jesus has been crucified and died on the cross.
即使他们见证了主耶稣基督真的是被埋葬了。
They also are witnesses that he was buried.
但是他们根本没有想到主耶稣基督会复活。
They never expect that Jesus will resurrect it.
所以当他们听到这样的事的时候，
And yet when they heard about this resurrection,
当他们看到这样的场景的时候，
And this kind of condition,
他们感到害怕。
They become very afraid.
这太不可思议了。
This is unthinkable.
这太难理解了。
Too difficult to understand.
这太难以让人相信了。
Too hard for people to believe.
因为这是个神迹。
Because this is a miracle.
主耶稣基督复活是个神迹。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a miracle.
所以门徒每次看到主耶稣彰显他超然大能的时候，门徒都会害怕。
Each time the disciples saw Lord Jesus reveal his supernatural power, they were always afraid.
这是马可福音的一个主题。
This is the topic of the Mark.
门徒看到主耶稣平静风浪的时候，他们震惊害怕。
When the disciples saw the Lord calm the storm, they were afraid.
当门徒看到主耶稣在海面上行走的时候，他们害怕。
And when the disciples saw Jesus walk on the water, they were afraid.
当门徒看到主耶稣登山变相的时候，他们害怕的说不出话来。
And yet when disciples saw Jesus transform, they were so scared that they cannot speak.
门徒不理解主耶稣基督预言自己将在耶路撒冷被杀，死后三天复活，他们害怕，不敢问。
Disciples do not understand that Jesus prophesied that he would be killed in Jerusalem, died 3 days later, resurrected. They were so afraid that they do not even dare to ask.
他们还没有真正认识耶稣。
Truly, they do not really know the Christ.
所以主耶稣基督要向他们亲自显现。
Therefore, Jesus would reveal to them personally.
所以这是今天我们学习主耶稣基督复活的第二件事情。
And this is the second lesson that we will learn from today's sermon.
主耶稣复活后亲自向门徒显现。
After the resurrection of Christ, he personally appealed to the disciples.
主耶稣基督亲自向门徒显现，这是针对门徒的不信。
Because of his personal revelation to the disciples, due to the lack of faith from the disciples.
我们看到这个经文很短，很简短的告诉我们。
We can see this very short passage.
啊，其实这段经文是一段有争议的经文。
And this is like there is a conflict of this passage.
我只能简单的讲，在这个学术界。
In the academic world.
他们认为这段经文是在原稿里是不存在的。
That it was not on the original manuscript.
但这只是学术界的观点。
This is from an academic point of view.
你要从教会的历史上。
From the church historical point of view.
整个一直在使用希腊文的这个教会，特别是东正教。
And the church that used the Greek received text and specifically the Eastern Orthodox position.
他们把这段经文是当成神启示的话，一直在那里的。
They believe these are the words inspired by God.
所以我相信神是在教会里使用和传递他的话。
And I believe that God has used this passage and be teaching the church.
而且这一段的经文跟马太福音、路加福音、约翰福音所启示的是一致的。
And this topic has been mentioned in Gospel according to Matthew and Luke, and they are consistent.
而且这一段的经文跟前面马可福音的这个叙述的主题，这个主题也是一致的。
And the topic of the disciples' witnesses, believe narrative is also consistent with the gospel according to Mark.
就是关于门徒的软弱和不信。
It's regarding the disciples' weaknesses and unbelief.
正是因为门徒一直的这样的不够明白主耶稣基督的话。
Because of the disciples' inconsistent unbelief of Jesus' word.
主耶稣基督是有恩典有怜悯的。
Jesus is a graceful and righteous Lord.
他复活后要亲自向他们显现。
After his resurrection, he will personally appear to the disciples.
但他主耶稣基督向他们那个显现是一个过程，是一个过程的。
And what Christ's appeal to them is a process.
哎，这个过程更加表明了门徒的软弱和不信。
And this process even shows the weaknesses of the disciple.
因为主耶稣基督先向这三个妇女当中的那个代表，就是抹大拉的玛利亚显现。
And Christ first appeared to one of the three women, is Mary Magdalene.
抹大拉的玛利亚见到复活的主后，向呢要去告诉他的门徒，这里讲到跟随耶稣的人。
And after Christ appeared to her, she went to tell the disciples for those who follow Jesus.
当时他们在哀哭。
They were mourning and weeping.
经文没有告诉我们为什么。
Christ did not specifically say why.
我想应该是他们因为他们所爱的主被钉死在十字架上。
I might think that because they are weeping and mourning because Christ was crucified on the cross and died.
也可能是因为自己的软弱和失败。
Or it could be that because their personal failure.
但是他们没有信玛利亚看到主复活主的这个见证。
But yet they do not believe the testimony given by Mary Magdalene.
他们没有记起主三次跟他们讲的，他要被杀，死后三天复活的那个三次讲的这个预言。
They do not remember Christ personally prophesying that he will be killed, die, and 3 days he will be resurrected.
他们没有信心。
They do not have faith.
主耶稣基督随后又向两个门徒显现。
Jesus also later appeared to two disciples.
其实向两个门徒这个显现的这件事情，在路加福音24:13-35记述的非常的详细。
It's clearly recorded in Luke chapter 24:13-35.
马可福音非常简练。
Mark kind of simplifies it.
那这两位门徒 看到主后，他们去告诉其他的门徒。
After these two disciples saw Christ and went to tell other disciples,
他们也不相信这两位门徒看到复活主的这个见证。
But the rest of the disciples also do not believe the testimony of these two disciples.
所以主耶稣基督最后向十一个门徒显现。
So Jesus later appeared to the 11 disciples.
在他们一起吃饭的时候。
When they were eating.
我们想到在主耶稣基督在被钉十字架之前，主耶稣曾经跟这十二个门徒一起吃最后的晚餐。
We remember that before Christ was crucified, he was having the last supper with the 12 disciples.
那主耶稣基督复活以后，他跟这十一个门徒一起显现。
After his resurrection, he appeared again to the 11 disciples.
是在他们一起吃饭的时候。
Also when they were all having meals.
主耶稣基督有恩典。
Jesus has grace.
他在那个逾越节的晚餐上说，我要舍了我的身体，我要流我的血，为多人的罪流出来的。
And during the Passover meals, he told that my body will be shed and a redemption for many.
现在他复活了，在他们一起吃饭的时候，主耶稣又向他们显现。
And when they were having meal, Jesus appeared to them again.
让他们真的知道复活的主要赐给他们新的生命。
To tell them and affirm to them that the resurrected Lord will give them a new life.
因为他们缺乏信心。
Because they lack of faith.
因为他们心里刚硬。
Because of their heart hardness.
复活的主要更新转变他们的生命。
The resurrected Lord will transform and change the life.
我们看到，其实马可经文，马可福音这个后续里头，保罗有具体又讲到，主耶稣基督有向不同的人显现。
And it was mentioned in the later part of Mark that Jesus appeared to many other peoples.
主耶稣向彼得十二使徒显现了。
Jesus appeared to Peter, 12 disciples.
那之后有向五百多弟兄，向雅各和众使徒显现。
Appeared to 500 brothers, and also to James and many other disciples.
后来向彼得、保罗显现。
And later on, appeared to Paul.
主耶稣基督真的是复活了。
Lord Jesus definitely resurrected.
因为有众人做他的见证。
Because there are many witnesses.
而且主耶稣基督真的复活了，就表现在门徒一开始软弱不信心硬。
Because the disciples do not believe because they lack of faith and the heart hardness.
At the beginning. 但是弟兄姐妹，我们要看到神的启示有个过程。
We can see the gospel revelation has a process.
门徒对主耶稣的认识有个过程。
And the knowing Christ by the disciples has also a process.
到《使徒行传》告诉我们，在五旬节圣灵降临的时候
，In Acts it tells us that when the Holy Spirit had descended during the Pentecost,
圣灵降在他们身上
，The Holy Spirit fall upon them.
他们才真正明白主复活的意义。
At that moment, they truly understand the meaning of the resurrection of our Lord.
他们也有了复活的生命。
They also have to resurrect their life.
他们生命转变。
They change their life.
忠心大胆地为主做见证。
And faithfully and boldly proclaim God's gospel.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们要学的功课。
This is a lesson that we should learn.
我们是有福的。
We are blessed.
神的启示已经完备了。
The revelation of God has been accomplished.
我们第一点要看到的话是主耶稣说的他都成就了。
What Christ has said has been done.
主耶稣他是弥赛亚，他是神的儿子。
He is the Messiah. He is the Son of God.
这是我们应该相信的。
We should believe him.
我们应该求神帮助我们学习他的话，记住他的话。
We should ask God to help us to remember his word.
而且要遵行他的话
and to obey his word.
另外一点，弟兄姐妹
another point.
现在呢，因着我们相信主耶稣基督
because we believe in Lord Jesus,
圣灵住在我们里面
the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
使我们可以真实的见到复活的主
that we truly can see the resurrected Lord.
教会历史上的圣徒，我们看到他们每好多的圣徒，他们都真实的有这样的经历复活主的经历。
We have seen that in the historical, there are many saints that have experienced the resurrected Lord.
这样的经历就是他们真心的信靠主。
They truly believe in the Lord.
他们生命被改变。
They change their life.
他们忠心的为主做见证。
And they boldly proclaim.And bear witnesses for the Lord.
面对死亡的时候都无所畏惧。
They are not afraid even face of death.
教会历史上有好多这样的圣徒。
There are many saints as recorded in the church history.
Yeah, 刚才我很感谢主 ，Pastor Jalen 给了很一个 very concise 的 message， 给了一个很精炼的信息，就是我们要做复活主的见证，因为主。在我们身上要转变我们的生命。
Thanks for Pastor Jalen give us a very concise message that we have the resurrected Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要做主复活的见证。
We should therefore bear witnesses for our resurrected Lord.
弟兄姐妹，其实主所讲的还有一件事没成就。
There's one thing that has not been accomplished.
这是我们要盼望的。
This is what we are expecting and hope for.
主耶稣说他将来还会再来。
Jesus told us that he will come again.
主耶稣说他要被钉死在十字架上，他真的被钉死了。
Jesus said that he will be nailed on the cross, and truly he was nailed on the cross.
主耶稣说他死后三天复活，他真的复活了。
And he said that 3 days later I will be resurrected, and surely he has been risen.
主耶稣基督说他复活后他升天，他要在父神的右边，他真的坐在父神的右边了。
And after he has risen he will sit in the right hand of God, and surely he was there.
坐在父神的右边是表明他成就了父神的救恩。
To sit in the right hand of God, that means he has accomplished salvation.
他在那里为众圣徒祈求。
There he will pray for all the saints.
他说他将来还会再来。
And he said that he will come again.
他要接我们到父的家中去。
And he will take us to the Father's house.
到那时候给我们一个复活荣耀的身体。
And there he will give us a glorified body.
我们与复活的主面对面。
And we will face to face with our Lord.
这是复活永生的盼望。
This is a resurrected eternal life.
我们要为这个做准备。
We should prepare ourselves.
所以主说你们现在要警醒祷告，要忍耐等候，要生命长进。
Therefore Jesus tells us to pray diligently, patiently waiting, and grow spiritually.
我们活着预备主再来。
We live for the preparation of the Lord's coming.
一开头的时候我们讲到我们都盼望美好的生活。
At the beginning when I started a sermon that
我们都盼望享受美好的生活。
Each one of us like to have a beautiful life and also to enjoy this beautiful life.
我们能够盼望享受美好的生活能够长久一点。
And we will hope to enjoy this beautiful life a little bit longer.
但是主，弟兄姐妹，我们是有福的，因着我们相信复活的主耶稣基督。
We are blessed because we believe in this resurrected Lord.
我们靠着主，我们能够真正过一个美好的生活。
Depend on the Lord, we truly can live this beautiful life.
我们靠着主，我们能够真正享受美好的生活。
Depending on the Lord, we truly can enjoy this beautiful life.
我们靠着主，我们能够享受美好生活到永生。
And depending on the Lord, we will truly enjoy this beautiful life until eternity.
但弟兄姐妹。我们要注意
but we should pay special attention.
我们这个美好的生活不是追求属世的财富， 不是追求属世的名望，不是追求属世的权利。
But yet this beautiful life that we seek is not the secular wealth, the fame, or the living with power.
而是一心为主而活的生活。
But yet to live for the Lord wholeheartedly.
哥林多后书五章十四到十五节这样讲。
2 Corinthians chapter 5:14 says,
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all die. And he died for all, that those who live shall no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was rise again.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你在耶稣基督里赐给我们的救恩。
Father, we thank you for your salvation through your Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你在耶稣基督里你赐给我们的复活的生命。
And we thank you, Lord, through Jesus you gave us this salvation life.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
让我们真是在这个世上生活的时候单单的为我们的主活。
That while we are still living, we live for the Lord.
在这个世上能做光做盐。
That while living on this earth, we are the light of the world.
活出耶稣基督的样式。
To imitate like Christ.
能够成为主耶稣基督美好的见证人。
To be a good witnesses for our Lord Jesus.
主啊，帮助我们。
God help us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.